two of this year's most talked-about movies could not be more different. Killers of the Flower Moon is the story behind killings of the Osage tribe in Oklahoma.
Osage are the finest, wealthiest, and most beautiful people on God's earth. They outsmarted everybody.
And Barbie is about, well, the iconic plastic doll and her friends.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken!
As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the films were both shot by the same cinematographer, Rodrigo Prieto.
Rodrigo Prieto agrees his last two movies do seem antithetical, but there are some through lines. For instance, on both, he played around with an early cinematic technique called three-strip technicolor.
And it's a very particular way of color that we've come to recognize from the movies of the 30s and 40s and 50s, even lots of the musicals of the time had this look to them, including The Wizard of Oz, things like that.
He used the technique in Killers of the Flower Moon to shoot some scenes set in the 1940s.
And then in Barbie, we needed to create a look for Barbie Land that would work well with all these different shades of pink. It was based on three-strip technicolor that I had used on Killers of the Flower Moon, but here we called it Techno Barbie.
Both movies were period pieces, so they needed a mid-century look. As a cinematographer, Prieto plays with color, light, composition.
He's just such an incredible storyteller, and his style seems to be dictated by the story and by the characters and by the emotion.
Barbie director-writer Greta Gerwig says she's long been a fan.
Rodrigo is excellent. He's kind. He's rigorous. He's big-hearted. Like, he is the gold standard.
The 58-year-old cinematographer was born in Mexico City, where he grew up making monster movies at home. He studied at the Centro de Captación Cinematográfica, one of Mexico's most renowned film schools. And over the years, he's worked with many directors, from Pedro Almodóvar to Spike Lee to Ang Lee. He shot Amores Perros in 2000, Frida and 8 Mile in 2002, Brokeback Mountain in 2005.
I feel very fortunate to be able to jump from one genre to another and with such distinct directors and voices.
Killers of the Flower Moon is the eighth film Prieto has shot with director Martin Scorsese.
I was looking for a new director of photography for the film I made, I think it was about 10 years ago now, Wolf of Wall Street. And he was recommended by a number of people. I think Alfonso Cuarón and Guillermo del Toro and Iñárritu.
Scorsese describes Prieto as a quiet man with an excellent sense of humor who's open to experimentation.
You know, we've been through some wild shoots. He never seemed to feel that something couldn't be done despite earthquakes and typhoons.
Scorsese says Prieto was undaunted by storms in Taiwan while shooting the 2016 film Silence. For Killers of the Flower Moon, Prieto came up with a way to show how the Osage tribe may have felt when they discovered oil on the land. In slow motion, Prieto's camera shows a group of men dancing as black gold rains down on them.
Seeing how slowly these drops fall on their bodies, it's beautiful and it's very sad at the same time. And we've used this technique in other Scorsese movies, even Wolf of Wall Street. There are scenes that are with the same camera, very, very slow motion, you know, and it captures kind of the exuberance.
Prieto says he filmed scenes with the Osage characters using natural light. By contrast, he shot scenes of the white European descendants with autochrome, a technique patented in the early 1900s by the Lumiere brothers. For Barbie, Prieto's cameras paid homage to the opening scene of 2001, A Space Odyssey. In a later scene, Barbie meets her creator in a surreal space.
Don't worry, you're safe here.
What is this place?
Prieto lit the set to be like the white afterlife scenes in the 1978 movie Heaven Can Wait. And when the side character Alan reacts in horror to his BFF Ken getting hit by a wave, Gerwig says Prieto filmed it like a scene from Jaws.
It's a shot that Roy Scheider, when the kid gets eaten by the shark, and he looks up and the camera rushes in and then it zooms back. So it's almost like everything distorts.
Gerwig and Prieto say they wanted Barbie Land to feel artificial, perfect, inside a box with painted skies and backgrounds, like a soundstage. In fact, one key scene was inspired by 1950s musicals like Singin' in the Rain.
I'm just kidding, anywhere else I'd be ten.
On the pink and blue painted set, Prieto swooped his rigs around as the Ken dolls danced and sang into the cameras.
I was playing with the rhythm and with the color, and they're all dressed in black, so it's very graphic. It was just beautiful to also work with the choreographers and figure out the camera, how it would move, and then the big wide shot from above.
Prieto also shot several Taylor Swift music videos, but he recently directed his first feature for Netflix, an adaptation of the classic Mexican novel Pedro Páramo.
Consciously or not, I'm sure I used many of the things I learned with the directors that I've been working with all these years, you know. I'm pretty excited about it.
Prieto recently won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Guadalajara Film Festival in Los Angeles. Many of his fans hope he follows that up with an Oscar. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.